AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden is holding a meeting on his massive infrastructure overhaul proposal. He's speaking with the top Republican negotiator, Senator Shelley Moore Capito, hoping to reach some common ground on rebuilding the nation's roads and bridges and getting people back to work. Insiders say a sticking point is the size of the bill and how to pay for it. Biden wants to raise corporate taxes. The GOP wants to use COVID relief funds. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on the president's view.
I would say he wouldn't have been in the Senate for 36 years if he wasn't quite patient. Patience is not unending, and he wants to make progress.
The FBI is attributing a ransomware attack on the second largest meat supplier to the U.S. on a Russian-speaking gang. The FBI says it will work to bring the group to justice. Former U.S. Cybersecurity Director Chris Krebs on NBC's Today Show says no business can be unprepared for this.
You thought that you would be spared, that criminals wouldn't go after you. Guess what? They went after our gas and they went after our hot dogs. No one is out of bounds here.
New York's Metropolitan Transit Authority has disclosed that it was just targeted by hackers, too. In Utah, authorities say two girls, ages 9 and 4, were uninjured. They crashed a car that they took, trying to drive to California for a beach vacation. A 14-year-old Florida girl who allegedly stole guns from a home and shot at police along with a 12-year-old boy is recovering. Deputies shot her in an exchange of gunfire. The Federal Reserve's reporting the U.S. economy grew at a somewhat faster pace in April and May, and stocks ended higher, the Dow up 25 points. This is AP News. The NFL pledges to stop what's called race norming.
The NFL pledged Wednesday to no longer use race norming in assessing brain injury claims from former players in the $1 billion settlement reached in 2013. The league says past scores will be reviewed for any potential race bias. The binary race norms created in the 1990s assume black patients start with worse cognitive function than whites and other non-blacks. That makes it harder for black retirees to show a deficit and qualify for compensation. The NFL had appealed some claims filed by black players if their scores were not adjusted for race. More than 2,000 NFL retirees have filed dementia claims, and fewer than 600 have received awards. More than half of all NFL retirees are black. I'm Mike Gracia.
Federal authorities say a ring of Venezuelans living in South Florida and Mexico stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in U.S. government stimulus checks. They went to people who were struggling financially during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.